Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're going through our series on Romans chapter 8. And this morning, we'll be looking at verses 3 and 4 of Romans chapter 8. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Let us pray. Father, your word is full of truth. Help us to understand it this morning. Help your word to minister to us and instruct us in the things of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Paul's just come out of Romans chapter 7, where he talks about sin in the flesh and how it trips us up all the time. And in the first two verses, he says that sin in the flesh no longer has spiritual power to condemn us anymore, because there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And here he says, for what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh. So the law in itself is holy, righteous, and good. And Paul says that in Romans 7. But the standards of the law cannot be kept by a fallen human being. We are simply not able to do it, because sin accumulates in our flesh, in our physical bodies. Our minds store up all sorts of wrong actions and reactions. Our body is full of lusts that lead us astray, and we find ourselves again and again falling into sin. Sin stores itself in the flesh, in our physical flesh. And as I said last week, when you die and go to heaven, when you've no longer got the weight of your physical body dragging you down, you will not sin, nor will you desire to sin, because the sin stored in the flesh will be done away with. When you die, your sin dies as well. And when you stand before God, you will enjoy worship, you will love God, you won't even think about sinning, you will have no desire to sin whatsoever, because the sin was stored in your physical body. It was stored in the traces in your brain, in your association between one thing and the next, so that when button A was pressed, sinful reaction B occurred. So the power of sin in the flesh is only there as long as your physical body lives. And when your physical body dies and it's judged because of sin and your body decays because of sin, then that is done away with. But the law of Moses, the law of doing things the right way, the law of perfect action and perfect self-discipline, that could not satisfy the righteous requirements of God, because we are too weak. We could not keep those laws. As the Apostle Peter said, they're a heavy burden that no man can keep. So we can try and we can try and we can exhaust ourselves spiritually trying to be perfect. And you will never be perfect, unfortunately, because sin in the flesh will always creep up round the corner and get in the way. It is only if you stay perfectly in the Holy Ghost at all times that you will overcome sin. And we will talk about that as we go along. For the Holy Spirit is the key to conquering sin. For the Spirit is the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and does not lead you down the paths of sin and death and misery and so on. So the law cannot be kept because of our human weakness, because the weakness of our flesh, because all the things that go wrong are stored up in our body and they come out as wrong reactions that we've memorized, that we've practiced, as all the bad habits, and they come out and they trip us up. So the law of Moses, all those commandments in the Old Testament that are so good about justice and truth and righteousness and treating people well and doing this or doing that, we're unable to keep them. And so we have died to the law in Christ Jesus. We've left the law behind to be joined to another who is Christ Jesus. So the law cannot be fulfilled. That is on our own efforts. So God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. So when Jesus died on the cross, he condemned sin in the flesh. He judged it. He said, you're no longer going to have power over my people. So by the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven and the power of sin in the flesh is broken. And God sent Jesus in a physical body for that purpose. Now, the New Age people and some people like Marianne Williamson and other people say Jesus is just a spirit. He didn't physically exist. It's a change of orientation. The Christ is a mystical being, an avatar of some sort, depending on which New Age person you talk to. And he didn't actually come in the flesh. It wasn't God in the flesh. And many religions deny that Jesus is God in human flesh. But because Jesus is God in human flesh, he can condemn sin in the flesh. He can overcome it. He can die as an offering for sin. And that's exactly what he did. So Jesus was a physical, real person. Jesus is not just a spirit hovering around there in some heavenly realms. It's not just a change of mindset. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and died, was dead and buried, and rose again for our justification. So Jesus came as a physical human being in a physical body in the likeness of sinful flesh, except his flesh was not sinful because his flesh was completely under the control of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God, and he was God in human flesh. So he had a body like ours, but that body was not tainted by sin in any way, shape, or form. His body was made to be obedient to God. And we find that in the book of Hebrews, where he says, I have come to do your will, O God, a body you have prepared for me. So Jesus came to do the will of God, and he had a body that could do the will of God. He had a body that was different from ours, that was not subject to the law of sin and death, because from conception, his body had been formed by the Holy Ghost to be absolutely perfectly righteous without any trace of sin, without any lust, without any love of drugs or stealing or lying or anything else. So from conception, from the very womb, God himself entered into the physical being that was Jesus Christ, who has ascended into heaven, and his body has ascended into heaven with him. And as he has risen, so we shall rise, and so our resurrection body shall be without sin. So Jesus was sent in a physical body. He is not some sort of avatar, not some sort of New Age being floating around in the heavenly realms. Instead, you need to get rid of those New Age guru books that you might be having around the place, because they're giving you the wrong idea of Jesus. Yes, Jesus is love, but Jesus is love incarnate. Jesus is a human being who was fully God and fully man. And otherwise, the cross doesn't make sense. Otherwise, he couldn't be a sin offering. But he was a sin offering, and he broke the power of sin in the flesh. So he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the requirements of the law, the righteous requirements of the law, might be fulfilled in us. So you see that the law had righteous requirements. The idea that we should be just, we should be holy as God is holy, the fact that we should love our neighbor as ourselves, the fact that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, that's in the law. Jesus says there are two great commandments, and they're both in the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And they were there in the Old Testament, but we couldn't fulfill them because of the weakness of our flesh. And they were righteous requirements. They were requirements we were supposed to live up to, but we couldn't do it. And so instead, the Holy Spirit takes over, and some of the ceremonial commandments have gone away, such as having to go up to the temple at a certain time in a certain place. And so a lot of the ceremonial parts of the law have been done away with, but the righteous requirements, the moral requirements of the law are still there. And the Holy Spirit helps you to be a righteous person. The Holy Spirit isn't just in you to give you nice feelings. The Holy Spirit's in you so that you can be honest, so that you can be true, so that you can love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and so you can love your neighbor as yourself. The Holy Spirit doesn't produce selfish people. The Holy Spirit produces loving people. And if you're selfish and cruel, then you need to cry out to God for a change of heart, because your heart is stony and you're only thinking about your own self-interests. But the Holy Spirit has come into you so that you'll think about God's interest, so that you'll love the Lord with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and so you'll love your neighbor as yourself and not be offended by your neighbor or resent your neighbor or hate your neighbor or gossip against your neighbor. Instead, the Holy Spirit will help you to fulfill the righteous requirements of the law so you can stand up and show yourself to be like Christ Jesus on the day of judgment. So the Holy Spirit is sent to change your behavior. The Holy Spirit is sent to take you from being an unrighteous person to a righteous person. Ultimately, you are to fulfill all the moral requirements that God put in the Pentateuch. In Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, God lays certain basic things out, that we should be holy as God is holy. that we should not bow down to idols, that we should be sexually pure, that we should always be a person of love and grace and kindness, that we should treat other people well, that we should be a just and holy and righteous person. And God wants you to be a just and holy and righteous person, not a self-righteous person, but a person whose life is straight. You should walk the narrow path. You should live a straight and holy life. And God has come into your life, has formed you as a new creation, so you can live a truthful, holy, righteous, just life. You should not be speaking lies. You should not be cheating in any way, even on your taxes. You should be doing what God has sent you to do over and over again, because the Holy Spirit wants you to be a righteous person, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So there's two principles, two ways we can behave. We can behave according to the flesh and the law of sin and death, or we can follow the principle of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And when we follow the Spirit, when we walk in the Spirit, when we adopt the spiritual lifestyle, we walk away from sin in every form. Sin no longer has power over us if we are walking in the Spirit. And in Galatians 5:16, it says, walk in the Spirit, and there's no way you'll be able to carry out the lust of the flesh. So Romans 8 is all about how to walk in the Spirit, how to lay hold of God, how to pray to God in the Spirit, and how to get the Holy Spirit active in you so you walk in the Spirit at all times. You don't walk in the natural man. You don't walk in the flesh. You don't walk in the old ways, because those old ways are dead. They don't belong to your real self. They don't belong to your eternal self. They don't belong to the person that's going to be in heaven anymore. They are old ways. They are decaying ways, and they're disgusting ways that you shouldn't be holding on to. Instead, you should be latching onto the Word of God. You should be latching onto the Holy Spirit. You should be prayerful day and night, and gradually all your negativity and misery and pain will fade away, and your reactions and your actions will be righteous actions and reactions, and you will gradually become a person who is straight, whose mind is good, whose way of thinking has integrity, who no longer tells lies, no longer tells fibs, no longer engages in the lust of this world, is no longer greedy or avaricious or materialistic. The Holy Spirit will turn you round on the inside so that you live a godly life. You need to determine to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh, not in the world, not after the ways of the devil, not after the ways you see on TV or on the internet, but by the ways you see in Christ Jesus. You need to behave the way Jesus behaved. And he has called you to be holy as he is holy. And you're to study the New Testament and study the ways of Jesus Christ and imitate those ways. And you're to lay hold of God. So summarizing up what we're saying here, you can't obey God on your own in your own strength. You are weak. You cannot fulfill the law. You cannot fulfill the commandments. You can only fulfill the righteous requirements of God in the Spirit. And if you walk in the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will renew you and give you new ways of thinking, new ways of being, new ways of walking and talking, and you will fulfill the righteous requirements of the law, and you will be like Christ Jesus, and you will have the joy and peace of the Lord in your heart. So that's where we're going for today. I've run out of time. This is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, signing off.